be in the revelation. Like, your life is the revelation of the thing, and you're living in the journey of the dream coming true all the time. So it's not an arrival state. There's no fucking arrival. The cat's out of the bag. There will not be a moment that you get to and be like, I've arrived here. It doesn't happen. It's continuous. Unraveling, unfolding, unfurling, becoming. You're constantly becoming, right? Like, we're all just being and continuing to become more of who we're here to be and evolving. Like, and that's it. So fucking enjoy it.
Welcome to Cosmic RX Radio, a podcast that gives you real-life tools of spiritual empowerment and pure hype. I'm your host and intuitive guide, Maddie Murphy. I'll be serving up your weekly energy readings, cosmic boss interviews, and astro inspiration. Are you ready to love yourself more, manifest your dream life, and own your magic? Let's jump in.
Hello, my cosmic baddies. Welcome back to a glorious episode. You better sit your tushies down and buckle up, buttercup, because we're about to go on a cosmic ride today with today's guest, Iset Rose Santoro. Oh, so much to say. I'm going to have to take deep breaths during this intro. She is a multidimensional artist, warrior, and a teacher of transformation and healing. As a visionary leadership guide, intuitive energy alchemist, and creative strategist, she puts ancient forces to work for modern strategies. For 20 years, Iset has operated as a creative business partner and trusted advisor to Grammy-winning recording artist Alicia Keys. And in addition to offering high counsel, strategic advisory, and coaching to artists and creative entrepreneurs, she's also a creative strategist at Kripalu, the country's largest center for yoga, health, wellness, and wisdom. She has so many certifications, certified professional coach, core energy coach, this is mutable magic energy through and through, energy leadership, master practitioner, modern day priestess, clairvoyant practitioner, kundalini yoga teacher, and a shaman and sound healer. And above all of this, she is one of my best friends, one of my soul sisters, just connected. We came from the same light beam and came down to earth, incarnated at the same time. I am so lucky to know her. And she currently resides with her husband and her beautiful sons on their homestead apothecary and farm, rooted and wild in New York Hudson Valley. It is a cultural arts playground for experiential transformation, where we get to activate whole self illumination, nourishing a global community of emerging and established creators. And her mission is to help us gather, heal, create, and galvanize change in the world. So you already know I'm obsessed with her. She is a weaver of mystical wisdom, ancient medicine, metaphysical arts. She is real. She is down and dirty real. And she is effing hilarious. And she is one of my most beloved humans that is walking the earth right now. So that's why I am freaking excited over the moon to have her on as today's cosmic change maker, Iset. Hi, girl.
Hi, baby.
My baby.
Hi.
Love
you too. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
You came on an Instagram Live with us and everyone was just like, more, 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 more. So I'm just letting everyone know I'm making a set come on for a regular thing, because this human has too much channeled wisdom to fit in a 45-minute episode.
And we just love to play. Like, that's the real truth. We just like to play and hang out and talk.
You make me feel like a dolphin, like mermaid,
you
puppy.
Feel like a dolphin puppy.
Oh yeah, did I imagine that? She has an amazing voice.
Dolphin puppy.
Dolphin puppy. Also, Iset is an actual human singing sound bowl. Like, you're welcome, everyone. That was just a healing chords ran through your body.
I don't know. I don't know if I hit all the notes, but you know.
Okay, well, wow. Say hi to everyone. Introduce yourself in your own words. Like, who you are is so big, is so vast.
And so small and so ordinary. Let's see. What's up, cosmic baddies? I'm so here for y'all. I love being here with you all. I would describe myself as a mama. as a muse, as a mystic, as a maverick, and as a midwife. I am Is that an alliteration? Yes, baby. Got a little grammar situation up in here. Edumacate. But yeah, no, I feel like I'm here to midwife the full potential of regenerative creativity through my own art, through uplifting my children and whatever they want to create in the world, and inspiring creative artists and change makers and leaders to, yeah, just stand in their gifts. You know, like that's what I care about. Liberation, creation, radiance, freedom, flourishing, and fulfillment. Art, nature, and devotion. Like, that pretty much encapsulates.
Right. That's the vibe. Rinse the and vibe. Repeat. Repeat
yeah. on that side. You get the feeling.
Oh, my God. That's it. Just, you know, that normal vibe. So, I mean, I'm going, you know, off track here, but, like, we – what I normally talk about on this podcast, but when I met you – we were at Pampa Masayoc Shaman School day one, and I was just captivated by you, but also feeling like I've known you forever, but also feeling like intimidated by you, but also feeling like I had to be like become best friends with you or remind you that we were best friends.
Right.
And I feel like situations like that are actually pretty normal for you because I feel like you truly – listen, we are all on a hero's journey. We all are on a mythical journey. I truly believe that in my heart of hearts. But then when I started to connect with you and hear your story, I was like, no. But like, Iset is really on a mythical ass journey. And I'm lucky that I get to be a part of it. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about, you know, we're going to talk about your chart. We're going to talk about how mutable you are and how shape-shifting you are and how transcendent and multidimensional you are. And I think meeting you gave me a lot of permission to own all of my hyphens and my slashes and all the parts of you that don't really make sense, but they do. And we don't have to fit on a business card or on a LinkedIn label. And so I want to definitely hold space for you in that and let anyone listening feel from you what I felt of like, I can be a lot of things. I am a lot of things at once. Yeah. And like, actually, I contain multitudes. So don't try to contain me to something small. So with all that being said, is there a way you can kind of walk us through your journey of just to this moment again? I know it's a long and windy one, but of how you arrived here, sort of at this moment of synthesis.
Yeah. You know, I guess I would say, and I believe this to be true for all of us, that there are these moments where, like on my path to finding my purpose, you know, air quote, there was so much like existential crisis the entire time. Like, why aren't I on my path? What is my purpose? Why am I here? You know, what should I be doing? You know, like so much pain. And I guess if I had like a prayer for anyone, it would just be like, it's okay. Don't waste your sweet energy and time having any of those thoughts because you've already like designed this pre-arrival. And every single thing that is transpiring is your path. It is the process. It is the purpose. It's all preparation. And yeah, it took me so long. And then I was like, damn, I wasted a lot of energy. Ooh, damn, burn. Ugh, like what I could have been doing when I was whining and crying in my soup over like, why God me, you know? Would just be like, okay, how can I have the most fun right now? Like, I am where I am.
Yeah.
How can I squeeze all the juice out of this lemon, out of this orange? How can I have fun with this? Like, because life is just this, like, string of moments. And it's like, just zoom in on the moment you're in and fucking mine it for, like, the most. And that, even if that's, like, that could be radical rest. Like, if you go rest. Just fucking lay your ass down, sleep, have the best sleep you've ever had, pitch a tent and sleep on the earth under the stars. It will change your life. You know what I mean? Just like, just do whatever you're going to do full because you're being enriched like every step. And I guess that's just like, you know, from all the things, from like all my experiences, I guess you know, I came out with my past life memories, just like searching, feeling like an alien on this planet, you know, being born into a multicultural, multiracial, multi-religious family, feeling like I don't fit anywhere, you know, so like struggling with belonging for so much of my life, really being pretty much like consistently horrified by humanity. Like that really hasn't gone away, you know? I'm just like, wow, we are so precious. We are a precious bunch.
Oh my God.
You know, but all of that was like, it was a struggle, like wanting to be a singer and a dancer, but like that not being allowed and being like the only Black Jew at my white prep school, you know, like having a butt in ballet, like striving to be an artist and finally like pursuing my art, like against my parents' wishes. And then, you know, my bestie becomes Alicia Keys and then suddenly I'm managing her and I'm like, why? I'm supposed to be an artist. How come I'm a manager now? You know, like on every single break, I'm going to like restore myself by taking another class. I'm going to become a holistic health coach. And then I become a Reiki master. And then like finally I crash and burn. It all goes up because I've been driving myself totally bananas for 37 years. Totally burn out. And I'm like driving on some highway back from Joshua Tree. And these like ravens are following me the entire way. And I'm like, something's happening. And I just start like, I just start weeping. And it's like, I just like it, all the threads start coming together. And I'm like, oh my God. It was all on purpose. It's all led me to this moment where I get to weave all of my gifts into one genuine act of service. Something like that.
Something like that. And that's the story. I'm sorry. I'm dying because I'm like, I'm simultaneously taking notes because so much of this is like quality gems that I want to remember. And then I'm also just like peeing my pants a little bit and have full body chills. So whatever that combination of a reaction is, because what you're saying is, I mean, everything, the mining in the moment, mining everything you can in the moment. Because I think we get so caught up in like the timelines and what am I doing and what's my purpose and
the future thinking, the past thinking. It's like,
and like, this is it. Like, there's a reason why everything is like present moment awareness, power of now. Like,
just
be here. This is it. And I think for someone like you, I also had you grasping my whole, what am I doing? Why am I here? Like, and I think that happens when you are like a soulful person and you feel like you're here for a reason and you're a truth seeker and you've probably done this for many lifetimes and you know you came with a mission, but you blacked out and forgot the instructions. So you feel like I'm here for a reason, but like, what is it? I'm like,
what's the reason?
And meanwhile, it's like, just this, like what you're doing right now.
You're doing it.
Like now, and this is why I love you. It's like, have fun. Let it be juicy. Yes. Squeeze that.
Be in the revelation. Like your life is the revelation of the thing. And you're living in the journey of the dream coming true all the time. So it's not an arrival state. There's no fucking arrival. Like the cat's out of the bag. There will not be a moment that you get to and be like, I have arrived here. It doesn't happen. It's continuous. Unraveling, unfolding, unfurling, becoming. You're constantly becoming, right? Like, isn't that what Michelle Obama's book is about? I think I didn't read it, but the title says Becoming. And I'm assuming.
We hope it'd be about that. Really misleading.
She's talking about becoming. And that's what we're doing. We're all just being and continuing to become more of who we're here to be and evolving. Like, and that's it. So fucking enjoy it.
Just fucking enjoy it. You heard it here first. Or not first, but you're going to hear it again. And we're going to keep saying it.
Definitely not first. Yeah.
Definitely not first, but important. And again, like from that lived experience of living it and being in it is like, oh, like that wisdom. Again, if anyone's listening to this, I'd be like, just breathe in, listen to her words, and just like look around you. You're in it. You're
doing
it. You know,
there's a lot of like, you know, we talk about like in this space, like, vampire energy and you know, and it's true, but what about when you're your own vampire and you're letting your energy be sucked out by this, you know, swimming in this confusion? It's like, it's a state, and I know I lived in it for a long time, and in retrospect, here's a great metaphor, very very simple. My husband and I are very opposite. I'm like zoom 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 speeding on the highway. He's like the turtle. The rabbit and the, you know, the hare and the turtle, whatever it is, the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah.
So it's like, we'll be driving, right? And like, I just need to keep moving. Like, I just can't be behind like the slow car. Like, I just need, like, I'll bob and weave, whatever. And he's doing his thing. And I don't understand. Like, how is he doing that? And then we pull up to a stoplight at the exact same time. And I'm like, I just like to keep moving. So it's totally fine. It's like, we both arrived at that bitch at the same time. So all the moving just to keep myself busy. And like, I could have just been like chilling. You know what I mean? Like, reclined the seat, popped on some like the good tunes, let the breeze blow in my hair, daydream. You know that moment you've been driving, you're like, oh shit, I've been driving.
Yeah, like,
I blacked out.
I'm here.
Like, that is incredibly unsafe. Like, how many people do that? Because that definitely happens. Anyways, I'm digressing. But the point is like, for what? All of that for what? Mm-hmm. When you could just be like riding the wave and going mm-hmm. with the flow, because there's a flow and you just have to like align with the flow of your soul and let it and like carry you on that wave and keep, you know, what you want to do is just like keep focused on whatever is like, what's the feeling? Like, what's the feeling you want to be feeling? If it's freedom, if it's joy, like just make choices that feel like freedom, make choices that feel like joy. And when you're not feeling those things, because P.S., like that's what the planet we live on, and it's not always going to be those things. You know, one of the things one of my dear friends would always say is like, how can you get energy from this situation? Like, how can you make this shitty, fucked up, ooh, are we allowed myself to say that?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Situation. How can you get energy from this? And I was like, what is she talking about? I just couldn't. I can't get energy. This is draining my energy. And I think like in retrospect, I'm like, oh, again, it's the orientation. It's the reframe of like, oh, I'm learning something here. Like I'm being put in like the eye of the storm to like navigate something and to learn something and to glean something. Like even if it's tough, something about this is going to, you know, I'm going to come out the other side. And in those moments, again, things are like, I wish I'd have known is like more compassion for yourself and more compassion for all the characters, because everybody's so dysfunctional. Do you know? Everybody's doing their best being super dysfunctional.
It's hard being a human.
It's so hard a human.
Oh my goodness. It's so hard a human. And especially when you're not in any space of awareness or have any tools of how to, you know, be in this human experience.
Oh God.
Okay. Well, I love that. So we're hearing alignment. We're hearing being in the now, but I think part of being in the now and enjoying all this is, like you said, having to figure out what makes you feel aligned, because it's like impossible when you're like, head is going in one direction, you're looking in the rear view, you're scattered, you're all over.
You got mad anxiety.
So what are some of the ways that, like, do you have any tools or tips or like something of how you like to stay in alignment or what that means to you?
Yeah.
Like,
definitely.
I like the focusing on the word, the vibration, like that's super important.
That's big. That's really big. Like, whatever that guiding light is, and literally in the moment, like, what can I do right now that will amplify that? Like, what can I do right now that's in alignment with that? Like, literally in each moment asking that. So for me, like, you know, like, daily practice is like, I literally would not have survived on the planet. Like, I would have taken my life 100%. Like, it's a lot. And I've struggled with that. So it's like, I do a 20-minute just meditation, which is often co-opted by a time with my guides. It's not co-opted. Let me be real. I'm like, hey, you there? Want to talk? And be like, bitch, you're supposed to be transcendental meditating right now, not communicating with me. Just say your mantra. So there's that, usually 20 minutes of that. And then I'll do a pranayama, because the breath, like breath work, whatever form to me, if you just do anything, 3 minutes of that, game changer. So do that every day. And then I'll do some, like, yeah, I'll usually do some kind of, I'm a Kundalini practitioner, so I'll do some kind of a Kriya or mantra or practice. And so that totals like 11 minutes. And then I'll do prayer and I do some journaling. I work on my book. I write. I love to write. It makes me so happy. So my practice has changed and shifted and grown and evolved, but like the meditation, the breathing, the chanting, that doesn't go anywhere. That is my like mainstay. But last night, I was having like a major anxiety situation. And usually I'm really good. Like I've, you know, really cultivated my self-awareness. So usually I can get really like right to what's happening underneath. Like there's usually a story that's like, this person did something really messed up to me. Usually I have the ability to get right to like, I'm dealing with rejection and abandonment, which is like my core wound, you know, and kind of I can unravel that. But last night it was so much. And I, even though I knew that, that was the core wound of what was going on. And I was telling a whole, I was creating an elaborate story around it. I couldn't pierce that. I couldn't pierce it. It was just too noisy and too in my body. So I went and took some kava. The plants are amazing. Mama Earth is amazing. If I could have gone outside, it was like 11 p.m. and my baby was sleeping and I couldn't. I laid on the ground. Mm-hmm. And then I did some breathing. I did some breathing right then and there. Mm-hmm. And then I self-pleasured.
Here we go.
And it just opened up my heart and voila!
Right. Get out of the head, into the body, open the heart. Amen, sister friend. I just like love that because you're like, yeah, it's so easy to get caught in that like head space and like let it like carry you away. But again, like you said, it's usually not the root thing. The root thing is something else, and come back to a place of grounding, centering, self-soothing, back into the heart. And I know you and I are a big fan of like self-pleasuring is just like one of the, because again, as someone, I think we're going to talk about it, but you have your Pisces stellium. So you're feeling a lot of things all the time. What you said before, like humanity constantly disappointing you. I'm like, and that's on being a Pisces stellium. We're like, it just doesn't have to be this way. Like,
exactly.
Have you guys heard of empathy? You can get it on Amazon.
Yeah, seriously.
Compassion. Get a little bit. Like, it doesn't have to be this hard. Like, you just made it this way. Like, and then feeling all that and again, just everything, all these interactions, and then your, you know, Gemini moon and all the like thoughts, air. But it's like coming into the body, like you said, the breath. And I love kava, the plant, the grounding, and then self-pleasuring, like getting yourself back into that vibration, back into that openness, back into your power. Okay, so that's very practical magic, as you love to give out. Like,
I do.
That is just some good recipes. And if anyone else here has a water stellium, you better have some kind of daily routine and consistent, or else it's like the dams open up and all that water just everywhere washes you out, drowning in it.
And poor everyone that you're in relation with.
Everyone get a little soggy.
My apologies to all of you in advance.
Okay, so because of your all that water in your chart, I feel like you have become, and because you're a deep, wise soul, and because you have also burnt yourself out to a crisp and rebuilt yourself and regenerated and were reborn like Phoenix from the ashes, let's talk about spiritual hygiene.
Yes.
Okay, so in general, I'm curious, you are always have your finger on the pulse of something higher than even I know. Every time I check in with you, but like, what are we doing right now? Like, this is me going to reset. Like, what the fuck's going on? Like, since 2016.
Right, 16,
like,
yeah.
Like, I met you like 2017, and I was like,
yes, yeah.
And you kept being like, hey, this is what's going to happen. And we had talked about like way long ago, you're like, there's going to be this thing's going to happen. There's going to be racial inequity war. We're going to talk about this. We're going to see big gurus fall. We're like, okay. We're like, and so I'm always like, checking in with you and your guides. Like, I have my astrology I consult, but you're on some other level. I'm like, so like, where are we at? What are we doing? So like, A, what are you feeling into like the medicine right now, like spirituality as a space, you know, it's become a whole industry, but let's like even just in our space of like as spiritual beings, what feels really important to you? And then I do want to talk about spiritual hygiene because I know you mentioned that feels very much a part of it right now, which as we go into the most Pisces energy we've ever lived in our lifetimes, we're entering right now. When you said that, I was like, ding, ding, ding. Yes, very important. Yeah.
I think that we're in a collective Phoenix moment and we live on this polarity planet. And so where there's contraction, there's expansion, right? Like everything is side by side. It's all happening at the same time. And so people are like, there's like people have talked about it, right? Like you know, you can call it the Great Resignation, the Great Reset, like the Big Awakening, like whatever, everyone's calling it different things. Pluto Return, like all of these things are happening. All the things are happening. And it is true. Like there is a huge expansion of consciousness happening, coming on the planet. It's just what time it is. It's just like, you know, there's a clock and it goes from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. Like it's just this time that happens every 12,000 years. We either go into a declination of consciousness where consciousness goes, right? And everyone goes, or another 12,000 year mark comes and we start to be on the inclination of consciousness. And everybody starts being like, wait, what? I gotta brush my teeth. You know, we're like in between that right now. We're like lots of groggy situations, but the energy is like time is quickening. Like everything's happening faster. More is happening all the time. So there's like overwhelm in the system. Then there's like pandemics and cyber attacks. I'm sorry. You have to make it funny.
You have to make it funny because it's like really like we're in a drama, like a comedy of drama of like tragic, like these things over and over again every day. You're like, oh, I feel a little bit more relaxed. Oh, the sun is shining. It's like, yeah. Cyber attack.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't end. It's a total onslaught of just like, you're just like kind of like, if you're going to pay attention to any of it, which is almost impossible not to at least be a part of something, you know, Kanye. I mean, you know, it's always something. So like, you know how many times I'm not even on TikTok or the reel, but like sometimes I like look at the little filters and you know that one where like the screen comes down on you and like another face appears. You know how many times I've done that, like waiting for the actual person to appear. And I think that people are just putting their own image in. I don't know how to do that. But like that, it's so dumb. But I find myself sitting there like, let me try this again. I guess I look like a bunch of black and white squares. And I'm like, oh, people are doing this. They're taking the time to find somebody and then make a reel about it. I mean, fucking bravo. And it just like...
Back to the onslaught, the overstimulation, like just...
Nonstop.
Anyone who's been 10 minutes on reels or TikTok is like, oh, just that as a small little itty bitty drop in our huge ocean of overwhelm, like that is overwhelming.
I'm so impressed. Like people who do those things where like snap or they change. I'm like, oh my God, I know what it takes to do that. I haven't even attempted to, but I'm like, you have to record, then you have to go change, come back, record again. Like it is amazing what it takes to show up in the world today. And it's only going to increase, right? So the demand is increasing, but where's the supply? Oh my God, supply and demand, the supply chain, like on some real shit. But
Kanye. I'm just going to yell that out from now on when I'm just talking about how great, overwhelmed I am. Kanye.
So there's this great demand, but where's the supply? Where are you resourcing from, right? And are you aware of where your attention is being pulled? Are you aware of like, you know, this is like, I've said this for so long, but like, I'm not diminishing anything from this reality because it's really remarkable to be in this coveted existence on planet Earth, even with all of the shit, because of how sensuous it is. We get to see and touch and hear and taste, feel, you know, and then like have this intuitive experience. Like when you go to other dimensions, it is not like that. It's awesome in the like, it's like pure oneness, like vibrating, but you can't touch anything. You can't really see anything. It's either all black or it's all white. You can't smell anything. You can't taste anything. None of that exists. So it's like this really, it's like this incredible feeling, but like, let's be real. We'd be like, oh, that's so great, but I'm bored. Can I get like a little spice in the situation?
A little texture, a little velour or something.
Some layers. It's very one note.
Right? Okay, you are the multidimensional traveler, so I love hearing this. It just reminded me of a quote my Aunt Gail, one of my spirit guides years ago, told me. She's like, I ever quote this back to her years later and she didn't remember it. So I don't know where she found this quote, but she's like, something about like the only reason the angels have to weep is they'll never experience the full agony and the full ecstasy of being a human. Like
yes.
This whole thrill ride we're on, it's
yes.
like you'll never experience pain like that again, or smelling like, you know, your best friend, or feeling sunlight on your face. So, okay, back to the multi-dimensions. They're one note. They're great, but the sensuous experience of being a human, for better and worse, is a gift.
It is. It really is a gift. It's coveted. People are trying to get in here all the time. So we have to be aware that this is happening, that there's a constant expansion and contraction happening, but that all the layers and the levels, as like ecstatic or as agonizing as they are all part of it, right? Back to the synthesis. Where are we getting our supply from? So how are we resourcing ourselves? And know that because we know it's just what time it is, that this clock is ticking towards more and more greater awakening, greater harmonization, greater beauty, joy, love, harmony, unity. That's where we're going, even though what we're feeling is a lot of ugly, sad, trauma, anger, disconnect, your side, my side, extremism. Like, you know, as horrible as it is as good as it is. And they're both happening simultaneously. And so the key right now is really, as much as possible, not to engage. Not to engage with that other, like, let it die. Just let it, like, slough off of you, like peeling skin after a sunburn.
Let it go.
Shed that skin.
This sort of like neutrality.
Yes.
Like not engaging.
Right? Yes.
I know one of our teachers, Stephen, talked about like not clicking on the pop-up window. Like just like, because we know it's going to lead to more. Okay. And I'm curious because I like hearing this from you because you are very aware. You're very awake. You're very conscious of everything happening on all the levels, all the dimensions, the higher up dimensions, the spirit dimension, you know, our social justice dimension, the earth plane. Like you're not someone just like, just don't engage, opt out. So for you, as someone who is really aware, like what is that balance of, like what does that feel like to you to not click on the pop-up windows, but also not being just like, la la la, like
totally. I think that everyone's got a role to play. So I really identify with being like a midwife and also like a scout. Right. But they're going to be death doulas and they're also going to be the destroyers. Right. Like one of my mentors kind of frames it that way. And so the people who are out protest, like that might be you. You know what I mean? Like that might be. And that's like the general you, like maybe that's part of your role is to be out there doing that. I have to, because like the way that I'm participating is holding this place of neutrality, not getting lost in the drama of the extremism, holding, like knowing, because I'm scouting, so I'm remembering from the future where we're going. And so instead of trying to like fix a broken thing, I'm on like building the new thing.
Oh, wow. Thank the goddess that someone is. And I am so relieved to hear that.
I'm not doing it alone, but that's what Breathe the Wild is about. Like, that's what, you know, this land, you know, wants to be. It wants to be an oasis to hold creators and change makers and innovators and thought leaders to come and to first reconnect with the land and reconnect with nature, because decolonization stole away our power by disconnecting us from the earth. So that's always step one.
Oof, chills all over my body. Always step one.
Always step one. Reconnect with mama. Reconnect with mama.
Come home to mama.
Come home to mama.
Pay your respect to mama.
That's just like, if you do nothing else, because that will awaken and enliven everything.
Oh, yes. Hey, you've always talked about going on your nature talks, you call them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you say, like, yes. I go on and I listen and I talk to nature. I'm like, yeah. Like,
yes.
You're in mama's house.
Yes. Just, and like I said, just sleep on her and get a tent and sleep on her. You know, that was like when I was like really at a rough point of my existential crisis early on. I was like 23 and I went and slept in a tent on the land for like 6 weeks. No, it was 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks for the first round. And just in that 2 weeks, I mean, it changed my life. And it's what really, I mean, that was almost 20 years ago. And that's what, like, I saw then, that the need for this land and the need for this place for folks to come and be in the remembrance, be in their own self-healing work so that we don't recapitulate trauma in the new systems we're designing. Let's not do that.
Please don't. Not after all this. No.
Let's build them with integrity.
Yeah.
That can go the distance. And then let's create. Let's start to create. Like, what would something that, like, was an intergenerational learning experience that was crafted for each and every one to be, like, in their own, like, the discovery of their own self-mastery. Like, what if that's what school was?
Mm, I like that.
Do you know what I mean? Can you imagine being from little, you know, being held in that? Or, you know, okay, what does governance look like? What does governance look like? Okay, this economy thing clearly ain't working. What would that look like? What's new economy? What's new way of resourcing? You know, everyone's like, and people are in the conversation and like, is it bartering? Oh, is that going to pay my mortgage? Like, you know, there's a lot to be with there. What does, like, a real well care system look like? What does collective well care really look like? That's not like health insurance and pharma and putting red dye 40 in my kid's Motrin.
How? How? Make it make sense.
Johnson & Johnson. What did you put in the baby's baby powder?
Baby powder.
Why?
And the chemicals, the fucking stuff in the diapers. Why did you put asbestos in diapers? Why did you put poison in talcum? Why are plastics that we know are harmful? Like, I read something that Johnson & Johnson executives don't even let plastic in their own house because they're like, we know what's in that. Like, get that out of here.
The same way the freaking all the executives at Apple don't let their kids have phones and iPads. Hello.
Hello. And we're over here like, bloop, bloop, bloop. Why are we so messed up feeling?
I know, drunk.
I'm laughing, but it's not funny, but it is funny, but it's not. It's just like this, like, sacred dramedy tragedy that we have to be like, find the, you know, I always find with you, laughter helps me elevate beyond like the heaviness of it.
Yes,
so if I'm laughing, that's why.
No, totally. Because I have friends who are like, but how do you know, I have friends who like, just like, love is blind. Like, I'm just not going to pay attention to any of that shit and just go along my merry way and pretend that everything is great. Mm-hmm. They're like, how do you do it? Like, isn't it depressing? And I'm like, yes, it can be very depressing. But I also feel like this is what I was born for. This is the time I was born for. And so thank you to death doulas. Thank you to the destroyers, you know. Thank you to all the ones like playing their role. And I'm going to play my role. I'm going to be a midwife. I'm going to be a scout. I have a view into like what's coming. And I'm going to help birth that and support other people in birthing it. You know, like, that's the tea. So, you know, we're in a simulation. Like, that's the bottom line, because that's just what reality is. It's there's infinite possibilities happening. Science for the, you know, for folks who like must have science behind something, which science is catching up to ancient wisdom in many ways. And that's okay. But we're moving into the Aquarian age and science is going to become even more important to everybody because they want it to be proven. And thankfully, theory of relativity, like, there are multiple streams happening at the same time. So this is not woo-woo hogwash, but you have to know, you have to have your own internal GPS sorted. You have to have your own OS upgraded so that you can be, you know, navigating through the onslaught and not getting swept away with currents. Because I'm telling you, it just takes one choice in this direction and you will find yourself down a deep, dark alley.
It's like a super highway mixed with a tidal wave rip current. Like, down, you take your eye off.
Down.
And I feel that in the micro some days. I'm like, oh, yeah. I look down that way and I go.
Oh, every day. Every day there's a little moment where you're like, I'm in it. How do I get out? The cold depression. Also, another thing, a lot of times we're like, you know, and I'll tune in, they'll be like, you're cold. Like, and I don't feel actually cold. Well, I kind of do, especially in this winter. Girl, this winter. But anyway. They'll be like, you need to sweat. You need to sweat. You need to move it. And that's what I was feeling last night. I was like, oh, my heart, like there was a stagnation in my heart. So it's like the energy centers, how do you keep them open and flowing? And, you know, and the hygiene of the other thing is like Star Wars is real. And there's so many beings. Like, I was like, you know, my guides, like on like, it's like a fucking consortium of guides.
Yeah.
And I was like this. I was like, this one said that, and then this one said that. I should be doing this. And I'm overwhelmed now from my guys. I'm like, y'all got me fucked up. How about everybody's trying to overwhelm me? I've had enough of you. You are being put on mute.
Oh my God.
Because
right?
you have to seal the field. Because that's the other thing I went through and I tested. I was like, what's the level of corruption happening with each and every one of these guides? Not that they're bad, not that they're mean. They just have an agenda. And they have an agenda that's not necessarily like it, and it sounds amazing, P.S. But like, what does that have to do with me?
Back to neutrality, too.
Right. Don't jump on every guide bandwagon. And know the difference.
Know the difference within yourself, which comes back to being in alignment, which comes back to slowing down, the neutrality.
Being able to listen, you know, being able to know the difference, being able to distinguish, discern.
Discernment, that's a key word, 2022 and beyond.
And like forever, like for forever, eternal, but like eternality.
Like, let's activate that this year and just keep growing that.
Keep going. Plant that seed and let it become a big oak.
Discernment and like, oh, everything you're saying, especially anyone listening to this who has a lot of the water, the Pisces, the Scorpio, the Cancer, I mean, or anything, a lot of 8th house, 12th house in your chart, because like you're feeling all this even if you don't know it. Like describing too, that's is right. Like, that's why, you know, a lot of people who have that very openness, like why you are exhausted or depleted or you can't think straight or you can't make a decision for yourself or you feel lost or you feel overwhelmed. It's thick
and it's just confusing in the air.
And it's so much. And it's that so much. Heaviness is not yours. And it is like, again, why hygiene, why all this is so important. But it's like, it's beyond. There's spiritual hygiene in the day-to-day. Like, you know, that's like the kind of equivalent of brushing your teeth, washing your hands, doing the energy clearings. But what Iset is really talking about is like this larger, like new, almost like new practice we need to be in of this neutrality.
Yes.
Being aware of what's going on. And what I'm hearing too in you, like even something as your own birth chart, like you said, what's your role? What is your role? Some people are meant to be the destroyer. Some people are out to be in the front line. Some people are out there battling with the corporations and the policy. But guess what? We can't do all things. We shouldn't do all things.
No.
Knowing what you're here to do and really owning that and holding space for the other people doing their work. Because like when you said like you're a scout, I'm like, I feel that so much. And I feel a part of me has that because I can see where we need to go.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, okay, just everyone get on board. But like the how we're getting there, I'm just surrendering to and following it day by day. But you, that midwifery you're doing, that like birthing, that doula work. And like you said, then there's the death doulas who I think are also going to be very busy for, especially while we're in the South Node in Scorpio, like a lot
of. Get them all the flowers.
Like, oh my God, any death doulas out there, love you. Please reach out. Let's support you, hype you up because we have such a transitional thing. I mean, there's the actual grief of loss of life
that's
happened.
There'll be more.
And this loss of the way of life. And we have no tools to deal with grief in our society.
Or death. It's so taboo. People don't talk about it. They don't prepare for it.
When my aunt passed this year, a death doula like changed my cousin and her like life and their interaction. Yeah. Yes. And it was just because, again, we don't have any, again, that space, that language, that awareness, the alignment to be in that. We're just, that's another, talk about a wave you could get caught on or down like, you know, a rabbit hole. So important to know your role, live in it, and again, being curious and just you're in it right now. This is your practice. You don't have to wait to get another certification or validation from someone. Just doing it, living it, breathing it, staying open, staying curious.
And closing. When we say staying open, closing.
Yes. Closing down. Oops. It's like opening up for business. You got to close it down at the end of the day.
So that's huge. Don't forget to close.
Yes.
Don't forget to close. That's so big. Open space and close space.
What does closing feel like to you? So people can know if they've never heard that expression.
I mean, it's multiple things, right? So it's like, I think of that in a way of like sealing my field, like literally. And because I am aware of it, but like you said, whether you're aware of it or not, it's literally like my son, it was really beautiful. Actually, my new boy who was born, I was in his field doing, you know, some energy work and this really beautiful thing happened. Anyways, a gold band like went around his aura. And my other son, my firstborn, he didn't have that. He has like, it's very blue. It's very like thin and kind of like a viscous kind of, and he's super, super sensitive. And when Koa came in and he showed me the gold, thick gold band. I was like, oh, damn, like you got a shield. That's amazing. I was like, could your brother like also have that, you know? And he was like, what do you think I'm here for? And it was just really beautiful. But really like closing the field and claiming the space back, like no energies, entities, thoughts, or feelings that do not resonate with my highest and best self are allowed in this space. Period. End of story. Yeah, like I'm in my dream time. Like I got things coming to my dream time, and it's amazing now to be in a space where I'm like, get the fuck out of my fucking field. Get the fuck out. You are not welcome here. And you gotta like, cause yo, it's happening. You're being co-opted, whether it's through the multidimensional sphere, through the news, through, you know, your family, your whoever. It's all up in your shit. And it's not because like these people are bad or they're trying to hurt you. It's because you don't have no boundaries.
Right. Just like you wouldn't let anyone into your home running willy-nilly all over your carpet in your kitchen. Like that energy does not belong in your space, in your dream time, in your mental real estate. And I think if there's one thing we all learned during COVID, you know, Corona, we talked about the crown,
yes, the crown,
the lungs, like the amount of like psychic, energetic attacks. And again, some probably very malicious on purpose and some, like you said, just the nature of
They're just doing them.
And the nature of this hyper fast, hyper stimulated environment we're in.
Yes.
And this like great purging we're in too. I'm like, I don't want to catch someone's purging in my field
while all of this stuff. Enough of my own situation.
So clearly that's like an important point though, that our guides and your guides listening are like, yes, this is important. That is what he said, just said, punctuation mark on it.
So yeah, really sealing the field, claiming, like verbally saying you are not welcome here, calling all of your energy and power back to you, like by saying, I call all of my energy back to me, because we're constantly giving it away, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously. It's just happening. So call it and do it at night before bed. It's like brush my teeth. I call all my power back to me. You know what I mean? Wash my face. I seal my field. You know, like just add it to the routine.
Wash your face, seal your field.
You know what I mean?
The real self-care journey. Just wash your face, seal your field.
And then, you know, people like, you know, we love to do rituals and like get our crystals on our altar and sit down and we start and we do our thing. We pull our cards and then we're like, that's so nice. And we get up and we leave. Close it down, you know? So obviously, you know, for us, it's Huiracocha, closing and opening. It could just be literally, again, using your words with a prayer to say, and now this space is closed. I thank you, you know, and giving gratitude for the time. This energy is now here and concretized, and now I'm moving into another space. And this energy is not coming with me or whatever, you know, like you get on a phone call and when the phone's over, you don't let the shit just run on and on and on. You press hang up, you end it. If you start a conversation with your guides or somebody, so good to talk to you. Have a great day. And it's over. Thank you. Close.
Close. That is huge. These are practical magic tips that will change your life. So, okay, we didn't get to talk about your chart that much, but I talked about your Pisces stellium a lot, which is super important, and your Gemini rising. I said Gemini moon before, but I meant Gemini rising because I know your girl has Pisces all over everything.
Baby. Double Pisces. Let's go. Sun, moon, Mercury.
Pure channel. So just know that it's that knows from when she speaks. We talk about like being open and then needing to close it down. That double Pisces is like sun and moon. And then everything else is like, yeah, like, like
it's a matter
does not
of
feel good. It's survival. It's hygiene. And again, it's helping you show up more clearly. Okay. So like I said, we're going to have you back on because even now my mind is pinging with all these other things we've talked about in the past.
And we didn't talk about Kanye.
Kanye.
I'm just going to send mad love to Kanye. And I'm not going to send love because that would be sorcery. What I am going to do, though, is just know the truth of Kanye, that Kanye
know
is love
the truth.
And that love is having its way in, as, and through Kanye's life, that love is having its way in, as, and through Kim's life, and every single one, all the cosmic baddies, love is right where you are.
holding you all in that highest light. Thank you for that prayer. I swear somewhere right now, Kim and Kanye felt that. All the baddies felt it. Okay, so obviously we're going to be back on, but can people find you? How do you want people to interact with you? Like, email, Instagram, carrier pigeon, smoke signal, Akashic?
I really respond well to a snowy owl in my tree. If you can do that, I will show up for you. A band of ravens, a white buffalo. I mean, just, you know, like, it's the small things for me. But I do have a website, which currently has my old name, Erica Rose Santoro versus Issa. But, you know, that's all metamorphosizing, evolving. My Instagram is Priestess Iset, E-S-E-T. I also have rootedandwild.org, Rooted and Wild Instagram. So yeah, you can slide into my DMs.
It's fine. So welcoming, so gracious.
It's cool. I may or may not see it. I may or may not get back. Right. I'm not on there all the time.
Right. You're throwing it out into the universe at that point. It's like,
yeah, I'm here and I'm open to being connected.
I love that.
Yeah.
And we're definitely going to have you back on. So baddies listening to this, like, obviously, I know you all DM, light up my DMs when you have someone you like on. So send us your questions, where else you want this to go. Like, there's so much more I want to talk to you with. Again, you're just one of the people in life who you light me up. Like, you light up all of my heart chakra.
Light up my heart chakra.
That was just my way of making sure we ended also with your beautiful voice to close out. To close the podcast, you opened it with your sound bowl, and we are closing. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Truly yummy and delicious and, wow, mind-blowing.
So fun.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will see you soon. Mwah.
Do you love getting your Cosmic RX for the week here and want more? Make sure to sign up for our premium subscription so you can get exclusive access to bonus podcast episodes, all of my astrology info for the month ahead, and live new and full moon calls to help you manifest your dream life with an intentional international community of other cosmic baddies. Sign up through our link in show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about Cosmic RX, head on over to thecosmicrx.com. And if you really love this show, I'd love it if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I super love hearing from you and reading your reviews. All right, you cosmic baddie, tune in next week. And until then, remember, love yourself fully, work your magic, and take no shit.